Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Could you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, we will be swearing in as elected and re-elected board members. Donna Nowesi, would you please stand and be sworn in? At this time, I will be calling for the election of officers. May I have a motion, or may I have a nomination for office of president? Mrs. Donaldson?
I would like to nominate Elizabeth O'Brien for president.
May I have a second, please?
I'll second.
Are there any further nominations? Hearing no other nominations, may I have a motion to close nominations? Mrs. DeLerba, Mrs. Joris, all in favor? All in favor of Elizabeth O'Brien as president of the Board of Education. Passes 6-0. Congratulations, Ms. O'Brien. Would you please stand and be sworn in as president?
Solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of Board President
according to the best of my ability. And I will faithfully discharge the duties of Board President according to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
At this time, Ms. O'Brien will be presiding over the meeting.
Okay. I will now accept nominations for office of Vice President of Babylon Unity School District's Board of Education. Do I have a nomination? Mrs. Jervis?
Caroline Blur.
Do I have a second? Mrs. Donaldson. Any further nominations? Hearing no other nominations, may I have a motion to close nominations? Mrs. Donaldson? Mr. Montalto? All in favor of Carol Ann DeLerba as Board of Education Vice President? Passes 6-0.
At this time, we will be swearing in.
According to the best of my ability.
continuing at the reorganization, may I have a motion to omnibus items 5 through 15? Mrs. DeLorba, seconded by Mrs. Donaldson. And may I have a motion to approve item 5 through 15? Mrs. Noesi, seconded by Mr. Montalta. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor of approving items 5 through 15? Passes 6-0. May I have a motion to adjourn the reorg meeting and convene the regular business meeting? Mrs. Donaldson, seconded by Mrs. Jurs. All in favor? Passes 6-0. Okay. May I have a motion to approve the regular business meetings of June 10th, 2019 and June 24th, 2019? Mrs. Donaldson, Mrs. Jurs, second. All in favor? Okay. And now for the approval of the Treasurer and Business Office Financial Reports and Extracurricular Fund Report for June 2019 and Internal Claims Audit Report for April 2019 and May 2019. First, motion to approve. Mrs. Noesi, second. Mrs. DeLorba. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor? 6-0. And now for our Superintendent's Report.
Okay, thank you. I want to welcome everybody who's out in our audience this evening. First off, I want to welcome our new trustee, Mrs. Donna Noesi. Please give her a round of applause for joining our Board of Education. I think we can all say she'll be a very positive influencer on our team, and we wish you many years and much congratulations. So welcome tonight. Just want to advise the Board of Education that the annual Board of Education photograph will take place on August 5th at 6:30 p.m., maybe a couple of minutes before we go into executive session on the 5th, so we can have the new board photo ready to go. Dan Palumbo from Syntax will be here that evening, so make a mental and physical note of that. On to some school news. Last month we graduated our senior class. It was a wonderful, beautiful graduation ceremony, so congratulations to all of our recent graduates. Also, congratulations to the Babylon Elementary School. The Babylon Elementary School was recently recognized as a recognition school through the New York State Education Department. We received word of this in June, and they sent the school a beautiful little certificate. It's just something that celebrates the success that Babylon Elementary has been doing supporting excellence in education. So I'm going to be passing this on to Principal Davey. We're putting in a nice little frame, and it will be framed in the elementary school for parents and students to view. We also have a new assistant principal here at Babylon. For those of you who have not met her yet, Lauren Fredham was appointed last month, and she has hit the ground running working with Mr. Goldberg. We do plan on having a meet and greet for all grade school families to meet Ms. Fredham, and that will be August 19th, during the morning, late morning, or early afternoon. Time yet to be determined, but we will be sending something out from the whole district. I originally sent something from the whole district introducing Ms. Fredo, but we'll be sending another family-specific letter to the families of the grade school to join us on that day. Also, the Scope Summer Program. Last week I had the opportunity to roam around the Scope Summer Program. I will tell you it's progressing very nicely at the elementary school where it's being housed. We have a teacher, Brooke Carey, who is one of our English teachers here. She's facilitating that program. And I happily report that we have a solid registration count of over 160 students this summer, which is larger than what we had last year. So based on my observations and discussions with the kids and the parents on Friday afternoon, they're loving it. It's just really a nice program, so kudos to the team there that put that together. Also, late last month or earlier back in June, I know Mr. D'Amico worked with Syntax in publicizing very important summer information out onto our website. In addition, parents were notified via school messenger of important summer initiatives, such as summer reading opportunities at the library, the BOCES Regional Summer School for students who have to retake Regents exams, as well as AP summer assignments and upcoming August Regents test administration dates. So I'm going to, through the principal and guidance department, make sure those keep being sent out throughout the summer months so families remember, you know, about summer reading, AP assignments, so on and so forth. Okay? We're also in the process of producing and finalizing the district summer newsletter. As you know, we have four editions each year. The summer newsletter is the one that will go home probably before August 1st that highlights the class of 2019. So be on the lookout for that. We're almost through with the comprehensive calendar draft, finalizing that nice calendar that goes into the mailboxes of our residents. And this year we received such lovely artwork from our art teachers who work with our students. Beautiful student artwork that you'll see. We have actively begun with curriculum writing. Happy to report the K through 6 FLESS curriculum is getting buttoned up, as well as the K through 16 curriculum, in addition to other curriculum areas that we're focusing on. Also in June, we really pulled off launching the State Seal of Biliteracy. That's where we had 13 seniors who graduated with a special seal of biliteracy on their diplomas for their foreign language progress. That was a big thing to pull off because we didn't think we were going to do it this year. We thought we would do it next June, but we came under the deadline, and kudos to the kids and kudos to Michelle Sharp. That was wonderful. And thank you, Mr. D'Amico, for making sure that we saw that happen. I appreciate that. We're one of the few districts on Long Island that offers kids that kind of opportunity. And if you know, we really have been promoting the foreign languages here. And that's something that's just really special for students to walk their senior year with something like that. I also want to thank the Board of Education for sponsoring a tee sign at last month's Athletic Booster Club golf outing. That was really, really, really very nice of you to do that. We appreciate the support you give to our student athletes and our athletic programs. And that's all I have for my report. Thank you.
Okay, questions from visitors on agenda items? Please approach the podium and state your name. Discussion from the board on agenda items? Okay. Hearing no discussion, we'll move on. May I have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 32? Ms. Lerbo, seconded by Mrs. Jurz. Any discussion? All in favor? Passes 6-0. And may I have a motion to approve items 1 through 32? Mrs. Noesi, seconded by Mrs. Donaldson. All in favor? Passes 6-0.
I would like to give a nice welcome. We have some new hires tonight, which I'd like to just have a round of applause for these people. First off, please welcome Amy Malone, who is a new fifth grade inclusion teacher at Bradley School. Thank you and congratulations to you. Please also welcome Mr. Michael Sinclair, a new physical education teacher at the high school. Welcome and congratulations. And also another new probationary appointment, Cara Bacciccio, who's also at our grade school. Cara filled the position this year at the grade school and will remain at the grade school in September. So congratulations to all of you, and thank you for your families. And thank you, Mr. DeJoseph, also for coming today. It's very nice to be here for showing support.
Okay. All right. So other business. The summer board retreat,
yep.
And conference opportunities.
Okay. So, before we talk about the board retreat, the leadership team, that includes the building principals, APs, directors, and the central office team, we are actually holding a retreat July 24th, in which we are going to bring the team together to progress monitor and assess the outcomes based on our 2018-2019 action plan. So we're going to do that work, and then a summary of that will also be presented with the 1920 district goals when we meet as a board at our board retreat on July 30th, okay? I also wanted to mention, and just we are starting, I think, at 10 a.m. The annual NISBA scope dinner, for those of you who are going, we have good representation from the board. That is August 8th at 5:30 p.m. And the last item I would like to discuss tonight, at the end of, you don't need to give me an answer tonight, but at the end of August, we always do a morning walkthrough of all the facilities right before school opens with the board. You don't have to come, you can come. Some of you might, you know, have work obligations. So if you were looking at that very last week before school opens, or maybe even the Friday or Thursday before, let me know what days you have available. I'll send you an email about this tomorrow. But I'd like to button up a date for that so you can see the status of the schools before we open our doors. Okay? That's it.
Great. Any representatives of organizations? Okay, questions from visitors? Please approach the podium and state your name.
Good evening, Robert Stroh. It's not a question, it's just a comment. Thank you for putting the numbers on as I asked for the prices and the cost of things. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions from visitors? All right, seeing as there are no more questions, our upcoming board meetings are August 5th at 7 p.m. in the high school library, and exec starts at 6:30. And on August 26th at 7 p.m.